Chapter 7. She's Got Everything. When we finished skating, the three of us went to Sally's house. No one was home, and it was very quiet. "Where's your mum?" I asked. "At work, and my dad is too," Sally said. "They aren't usually home much. Come on, let's go to the basement." The basement was very big and had many different rooms. The biggest room was a cinema room with an enormous sofa. I felt so happy. Here I was with my best friend and my girlfriend. I knew that Sally wasn't my real girlfriend, but I liked thinking that she was. "Do you want to watch a film?" Sally asked. "I've also got beer." "Yes, please," Sam said. "Sam," I shouted, "we're too young to drink beer." "He can have a beer if he wants," Sally said. "I'm going to have one too." "Okay, me too," I said, "but a small one." We all sat on the enormous sofa and watched a film. When it was finished, Sally offered Sam another beer. "What do you think?" Sam said, looking at me. "Should we go home now?"
"She's not your mother, Sam. She's your girlfriend," Sally said.
"I'm not really his girlfriend," I said quickly. "We're just best friends."
"What?" Sally said. "I just said it because you were being horrible to me. But yes, we should go soon. It's late," I said, feeling embarrassed.
"Come and see my bedroom before you go," Sally said suddenly. Sally's bedroom was very big, with dark pink walls and a large bed. Sam started looking at the books.
"Sit with me," Sally said to me, and she sat on the bed. I sat down next to her, but then I felt something small and hard under me. It was the wooden bear.
"I always sleep with it," she said. "I hope that you don't want it back."
"No, it's yours now," I said, putting it into her hand. We stayed holding hands for a few seconds.
"What are you doing for Christmas?" I said to Sally.
"We're going skiing in Switzerland tomorrow. We always have our Christmas there."
"For all of the holidays?" I said, disappointed.
"We'll be back on New Year's Eve," Sally said. "We always have a big party. Do you and Sam want to come?"
"Okay," Sam said.
Sally looked at me.
"You too, Frankie."
"Yes," I said. "I won't see you for a while now. Can I have your phone number? I'm hoping that my dad will get me a phone for Christmas."
"Shall I write it on your arm like Josh Brown?" Sally said, laughing.
"Paper is fine," I said, smiling.
Sally wrote her phone number on some paper and gave it to me. Then Sam and I said goodbye and walked home.
"She's got a nice house," I said to Sam, "but no one is there. I feel sorry for her."
"She's just a little rich girl," Sam said.
"Don't you like her?" I said. "She's got everything. She's beautiful and funny, and she's kind."
"You sound like you've fallen in love with her," Sam said.
I knew that my face was red, but it was dark and Sam couldn't see. It was past midnight and Zara was still not back from the Gold Star. Mum was angry and was waiting in the living room for her. When Zara came back, I was upstairs in bed and I could hear Mum shouting at her. Then Zara came running into the bedroom, very drunk.
"Your Sally was at the Gold Star," she said,
loudly. "No, she wasn't," I said. "I've been with her all day."
"But were you with her all night?" Zara said, laughing. "She was flirting with all the boys, and she was flirting with Gary Masters again."
"She doesn't even like Gary Masters," I shouted.
"She isn't your friend, Frankie.
She doesn't care about you. How many times do I have to tell you?" I turned off the light and lay in the dark, feeling horrible. What did Zara mean by flirting? Was Sally talking to Gary Masters? Did she dance with him? Did they kiss? I couldn't sleep for a long time. The next day was Christmas Eve. In the morning, Sam came round and had breakfast with us. Zara was still in bed, and I was still thinking about Sally in the Gold Star.
"Are you okay, Frankie?" Sam said. "You look sad."
"I'm fine," I said, lying. "Can I borrow your phone? I want to text Sally." Sam gave me his phone. I quickly put in Sally's number and wrote, "Happy Christmas Eve, Snow Girl. Have fun skiing. My sister saw you at the Gold Star last night. Frankie. Kiss, kiss, kiss." A few seconds later, Sally texted back. "Yes, Marnie wanted to go to the Gold Star, but it was horrible. Switzerland is much nicer. Come skiing with me one day. Love, Sally. Kiss, kiss, kiss."
She wanted me to go skiing with her.
Maybe she was joking, but she still said it. And she didn't want to go to the Gold Star. She also wrote love, but people always write love. I wanted to read the text again and again, but Sam wanted his phone back. Sam stayed for most of the day. Then I went to bed early. Zara was also in bed, but she wasn't as angry as she was last night.
"You're so lucky, Frankie," Zara said. "We all know that Sam loves you. It's so romantic."
"He's my friend," I said. "I don't love him. I love another person."
"Who?"
Zara said.
"Who do you think?"
"Not Sally," Zara said, shocked. "I know that you like her."
"It's more than that," I replied.
"Does she know?"
"I think that she does, and I think that she loves me too."
"But she flirts with all the boys."
"No, she doesn't. She just likes flirting," I said. "And maybe she likes boys and girls."
"Maybe, but are you sure that she likes you? Have you kissed?" Zara asked.
"She's kissed me on the cheek, but not on the mouth."
"But you want her to kiss you on the mouth?"
"Yes."
"This is so strange," Zara said. "But Sally was so horrible to you."
"She's not horrible now. She's really nice to me."
"And you're sure that she doesn't want Sam?"
"Yes, I'm sure."
"Aren't you worried about people laughing at you?" Zara said.
"They won't," I said.
"Will they?"
"Well, if they do, tell them that your big sister wants to speak to them," Zara said.
"Thanks," I said, laughing.
"I'm shocked," Zara said. "But I'm also proud of you, Frankie. You've been very brave."